Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Paddock Project. Today is all about Christian Horner being fired from Red Bull. I know this news happened last week, and typically we would have done an emergency podcast episode on it, but the news broke while I was at work, and this weekend I was traveling, and so there's been a lot going on. And honestly, I wanted the dust to settle a little bit so I could read everything, kind of see what was being reported for real versus what was just rumors. And I think this gives us a chance to step back and go through everything start to finish and have a little bit more context for what went down and what might potentially happen next. So first up, in terms of what the news is, what we know, as of last Wednesday, Christian Horner is out as CEO and team principal of Red Bull. He seems to have gotten only about like 12 hours of notice or something like that. And Red Bull employees themselves found out via an emotional farewell speech that he delivered at the factory in Milton Keynes the next day around 10 a.m. And I will say, when this news came out, it was obviously a shock, I think, to the F1 world, but it wasn't that surprising. I think just given everything that has happened in terms of Red Bull's performance, obviously what happened last year with the scandal surrounding Christian Horner, which I will, of course, talk about, all of those kind of like that confluence of factors, plus the fact that we know that the Verstappens have never really been a huge fan of Christian Horner. I don't think Max is political, but I think his dad has never been a fan of Christian Horner for a variety of reasons. All of that to say, I don't think it was super surprising news, but I was surprised by the timing. Halfway through the season, like, yes, there's a break right now in the racing, and there's 3 weeks to sort of get used to the news and let the dust settle. But still, we're halfway through the season, and yeah, it just seems like interesting timing to me. So I wanted to talk a little bit about sort of the history of Christian Horner at Red Bull, what has happened with Red Bull kind of leading up to this. So for Christian Horner, he is the longest standing team principal in F1 history. He's the only team principal Red Bull has ever had. He became team principal, I think, at 31 in 2005. And he's accomplished 124 race wins, 6 constructors championships, 8 drivers championships. He's been the boss of drivers like David Coulthard and Sebastian Vettel, who have seen some pretty incredible success at Red Bull, and of course, the home of Max Verstappen, and a driver that he has backed and developed and has gone on to do incredible things for that team. So he's managed a lot of drivers kind of through these past 2 decades. He was, like I was mentioning, at the center of a personal scandal last year where there was an investigation into what was called his controlling and inappropriate behavior towards a former female staff member. That was an independent investigation, and it cleared him of wrongdoing, and the appeal of that decision was also dismissed. But that was sort of the beginning of some major cracks showing. I think a lot of people, myself included, were uncomfortable with the way that that was handled, the lack of transparency, the lack of details. Or I understand the sensitivity of details in cases like this, but just as a fan, I felt disappointed in the way that was handled. But he was cleared of all wrongdoing, and things sort of move forward. But that was the beginning of some major cracks showing within the organization, including a very deep division between Christian and, as I was mentioning, Max's dad, Jos Verstappen. And since then, there's sort of been a slow unraveling, whether related to that or not. Adrian Newey left last May. Jonathan Wheatley, the sporting director, also left, who's now the team principal of Sauber. Rob Marshall, the chief designer. Will Courtenay, set to leave for McLaren to become sporting director. Honda is leaving to go to Aston Martin at the end of this year, and they are making a bet on making their own power units, which is a real risk, and they are in partnership with Ford on that. One other piece of context that I think is really important for what has gone down behind the scenes at Red Bull is this sort of intense power struggle that really began in earnest since the passing of the founder of Red Bull, Dietrich Mateschitz, in 2022. So the way that Red Bull's ownership is structured is 49% of the company is owned by the Austrians, which Red Bull is an Austrian company. They own 49% of that. And Jos Verstappen and others are sort of in that Austrian camp. Helmut Marko is also notably an Austrian who is very close to the Verstappens. But that side of the camp, I reportedly became increasingly concerned by how much power Horner had accumulated within the organization. So you have that 49%. And then the majority stake is owned, that's 51%, is owned by the Thais. So a Thai family, one of the wealthiest, I think the wealthiest person in Thailand, Chalerm Yuvidya, he seemed to maintain some level of trust in Christian, especially when everything was going down with the scandal. He seemed to maintain some level of trust in Christian Horner, and I think that was a big reason why Christian Horner stayed in the organization post that. I think it's also important to note, which I will talk about a little bit later, is the moment in time when this scandal happened, Red Bull was still at the peak of its game. Like, there hadn't been this huge engineering brain drain yet. They were just coming off a double world championship, drivers and constructors. They looked completely dominant. So it was a very different moment in time, at least in terms of perception for the Red Bull organization, which has changed. And you do have to give Red Bull credit where credit is due. And as much as I have my own personal opinions about Christian Horner, he has been a big part of the story and the success of that organization. And I think the story of Red Bull and what it's achieved has been one of the most remarkable stories in F1 history, just given where it started to where it is now. But it's hard not to feel now like it's also poised for a pretty big fall from grace, at least in the near term, just given the driver development struggles, the engineering exodus, the leadership controversies, the fact that the team is sort of developed around one driver who may or may not be leaving the organization. But all of that context is sort of to set the stage for the big question, which is, why did this happen? Why did Christian Horner, who has built this team sort of from the beginning, get kicked out in a very unceremonious way with only several hours of notice and in the middle of the season and seemingly not much leverage to argue in his favor in any way, whether that's like a severance package or whatever else? But the big question is why. And I think some of the main factors here are, number one, results. They've only won, I think, 4 races since Newey officially left, something like that. Sauber, as I was mentioning in my Instagram, has outscored them in the past several races, which is crazy to think about. And I honestly think a lot of this hinges on driver development. Like I was saying, it's a one driver team. They've built a car that only one person can drive, and that is Max Verstappen. Whether or not they built it for him or not, it is still a car that only one driver can seem to master. And every driver they've cycled through recently has been putting it in essentially P15 or sometimes even below. So they've promoted up multiple really great drivers who have kind of thrived in other teams, but they've sort of chewed them up and spit them out in this second Red Bull seat. I think the other question I think about on the driver development side is, did they make a big strategy mistake in not signing Carlos or another kind of bigger name driver instead of trying all these younger, more junior type drivers? Now, you could argue, obviously, Yuki has more experience under his belt, and same with Checo, but I think they have made some pretty serious mistakes on the driver development front outside of Max Verstappen, who is obviously their golden child. I think the other thing you think about when it comes to results, for me at least, is the powertrains project and the fact that Honda left and they have decided to build engines on their own, which to me is a huge risk. Now, we don't know what that's going to look like in 2026, but if I were to place money on power units for the next set of regulations, Red Bull would certainly not be near the top of my list in terms of how well I think that project will do. It's really hard to just decide to become a full works team and develop that yourself. And I wonder if a big part of the reason that Christian has departed is they just lost confidence in his ability to A, develop drivers and make the right decisions, and then B, the powertrains project and not setting them up well for this next era of Formula One. So that's kind of the results side of things. The other side of things, of course, is what everybody is talking about, and that's Max Verstappen. So Max Verstappen technically has a contract with Red Bull until 2028, but it's believed that he has a clause in his contract that allows him to leave the team. I've heard a couple different things. Now the reporting seems to be if he's lower than third in the Drivers' Championship after the Hungarian Grand Prix. Originally, I heard the Austrian Grand Prix. So it's unclear, but it seems like the reporting now is that if he's lower than third by the Hungarian Grand Prix, he has an escape clause. A lot of contracts in Formula One, there is often a way out of them. And I feel like Max Verstappen is definitely someone who has a lot of power in that organization. And I'm sure there are ways out of that contract if he wants to leave. So the way Max Verstappen comes into play here is either Max Verstappen already decided to leave, and that maybe is the straw that broke the camel's back for Christian, or firing Christian is the last Hail Mary to keep Max on board and try to convince him that they're going to rebuild the team, build around him, and do that with new leadership. Because Max has been vocally unhappy about the car for a long time now, and I honestly think Max is just not political at all. I don't think he really cares about the personal dynamics of the leadership. I think he honestly just wants the fastest car, the highest performing organization. And that's sort of why I feel like Max has already made the decision to leave, just because the writing has been on the wall for Red Bull for a while now that they don't have the fastest car anymore. And the second driver issue is a big one. Like, how great would it be for Max to have a really compelling second driver who's up there fighting with him, or even if not fighting with him, able to help him on strategy, able to, you know, fight other people around him? That's just not a reality for him right now when his teammates are all essentially sitting in the back of the field. I do think that Max has decided to leave personally, but I also see the flip side of that. I see there's also the question of the regulations drastically shifting, whether it would be worth sticking through one more year at the team that he does know best, is seemingly already built around him. Maybe they did fire Christian to keep Max. Like, who knows at this point what has gone down behind the scenes? But I do sort of feel like the writing is on the wall, and it feels to me like Max Verstappen will be leaving Red Bull. And if not at the end of the season, then probably definitely after that. So the why now question is kind of interesting to me too. Like, why fire Christian Horner now versus other times? And the timing is sort of confusing to me, because they definitely could have fired him for cause last year around the scandal. And instead they waited a year until the results slipped, gave him a 12-hour notice after, you know, two decades of a career, which is kind of savage and peak F1. There is, of course, a lot of, I think, well-deserved discourse around the fact that this should have happened a year ago. There was a kind of thought piece on Substack by, I think, the Paddock Journal, which talks about the fact that the timing of this says a lot about Red Bull's priorities, and basically like their priorities being results and not morals, which I think is interesting. And I think it's a really good point, but it's also not totally surprising, especially if you think about it from the angle of elite sport, where rightly or wrongly, most decisions are made on results. Like this time last year, as I was mentioning, especially with a case and an appeal that landed in Horner's favor, it was easier for Horner to cling on to power when they were coming off a double world championship, no signs of slowing down. That, of course, doesn't justify it, but I think the calculation is a bit easier from a performance perspective when you have this leader who has done incredible things with the team and the success of the team and the drivers. And by the way, both independent investigations landed in his favor. Whether that was an unfair or biased investigation, we of course don't know, but I think if you just look at the facts, it was easier to understand why he wasn't let go during the time of the scandal, because you can cling on to power when you have results, but when the results stop coming, then the cracks start to show and it all crumbles. Like, it feels almost to me like a house of cards situation. And I don't know what that final card was to topple the entire thing, but I am sure it will come out eventually. And if we do get an announcement that Max has gone elsewhere, I think that will give us a lot more clues into what happened behind the scenes. In business, they say you can have better, cheaper, or faster, but you only get to pick two. What if you could have all three at the same time? That's exactly what Cohere, Thomson Reuters, and Specialized Bikes have since they upgraded to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. OCI is the blazing fast platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs, where you can run any workload in a high availability, consistently high performance environment, and spend less than you would with other clouds. How is it faster? OCI's block storage gives you more operations per second. Cheaper? OCI costs up to 50% less for compute, 70% less for storage, and 80% less for networking. Better? In test after test, OCI customers report lower latency and higher bandwidth versus other clouds. This is the cloud built for AI and all your biggest workloads. Right now, with zero commitment, try OCI for free. Head to oracle.com/paddock. That's oracle.com/paddock. Let's be honest, does anyone really know what hormones do? There is so much talk about women's hormonal health, but most women are left even more confused about what it means for them and what to do about it. Hormone Harmony is a game changer for women struggling with hormonal imbalances that leave them exhausted both physically and mentally. It only contains science-based ingredients that bring back comfort, energy, clarity, confidence, a sense of balance. And Happy Mammoth, the company behind this formula, has helped over 2.4 million women get their lives back and feel like themselves again after years or even decades of hormonal imbalances. And what makes this formula unlike anything else is that it tackles multiple hormone imbalances at the same time, which creates a cascade of benefits all through the body and mind, just leading to a better mood, more energy, easier weight management, and deep comfort. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PADDOCKPROJECT at checkout.
First Merchants Bank has your best interest at heart. And by best interest, we mean more than just our competitive rates.
We mean flexible account options for your every need.
And mortgage experts like me to help you buy your dream home.
Don't forget our attentive commercial bankers here to help your business thrive.
At First Merchants,
we know
your best interest is a bank that's interested in your success. Learn more at firstmerchants.com/switch. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
But in terms of what's next for Red Bull, so Laurent Mekies is taking over as CEO and team principal there, which is a step up for him. He was the team principal of VCARB alongside the CEO, Peter Bayer. People seem to really respect Laurent within the organization. He's been in and around motorsport for a long, long time. So I'm curious to see how that will play out. And it's a pretty big step up for him, especially just given the tenure of Christian and 2 decades. And it's the only boss the team has ever known. So I don't envy what he is stepping into in terms of the pressure on his shoulders, but I hope he does a good job. I think another question is, where will Christian go, if anywhere? So there are rumors about Alpine, potentially Ferrari. The Ferrari thing is interesting to me because I the first question I ask myself, even though I know it's not like 100% Lewis Hamilton's team, but would Lewis want to work with Christian? Something tells me heck no, but I could be wrong. But I don't know. I know Christian has close ties to very senior people at Ferrari, and there have been rumors in the past that he's been tapped at various times. But yeah, I guess it would be pretty quick to move on from Fred Vasseur. But that being said, I don't know. We'll see. Ferrari is currently P2 in constructors, so Fred is doing something right, although I feel like the only things I ever hear about Ferrari is that it's a disaster. But maybe that's just the Tifosi having very high expectations. I don't know. Alpine is interesting to me because I think you could think about it from the perspective of, oh, Alpine maybe could be a similar project like Red Bull was for him back in 2005. It seems a little bit more likely to me, but the future of Alpine and the struggles of that team also raise a lot of questions. But I bet you they would probably give him equity and some ownership in that team, and maybe he would see it as a fun new project. But I don't know. I just feel like part of me thinks that maybe he'll just be done with Formula One, and there are rumors that he's trying to negotiate a massive severance package, so maybe he'll just take that and live his life. But he is still quite young, despite having been a team principal for 20 years. He's only 50 something, so I think that remains to be seen. But I don't know, part of me just thinks Christian's gonna be done. But if he goes anywhere, I sort of think it will be like an Alpine or something like that. Is Max already gone? Where would he go? So I said this in The Real, my money is on Mercedes and Aston Martin is the first places that he looks, because Mercedes, we've heard rumors over the past several weeks, Toto has not been shy about saying that he would sign Max Verstappen and has been talking to him and his camp potentially. And so I think he's very interested in having Max Verstappen as a driver. But I also think Aston Martin could be a little bit more realistic. I sort of hope, not just for George's sake, but something feels so deeply wrong about Max Verstappen driving for Lewis's old team at Mercedes, just given the 2021 Abu Dhabi of it all. And just, I don't know, it just kind of feels wrong to me. But I know what happened in 2021 was not Max's fault per se, but it just feels like such a crazy thing to imagine Max driving for Mercedes when he's always sort of been enemy number one in terms of competition. But I don't know, maybe it's the adage of, if you can't beat them, join them kind of thing. So I don't know, maybe Max Verstappen makes a lot of sense at Mercedes, but it feels questionable to me. Aston Martin does make so much sense because of the Adrian Newey connection, the fact that Honda is going there, manufacturer that Max knows and loves, and they also have a lot of money to spend, so they could buy out Max Verstappen and whatever price he is going for these days. Obviously, you'd have to get rid of either Lance Stroll or Fernando Alonso, which raises its own questions. But I think depending on how much Lawrence Stroll wants to protect his son, or how Alonso is feeling about retiring, like, I don't see Lawrence Stroll kicking out Fernando Alonso for Max Verstappen. But I guess I could be wrong. I think it would be more likely if Lance Stroll decided to leave the sport, but I don't know, would Lawrence Stroll convince Lance to do that, or would Lance just do that on his own terms? It's hard to really say, but I would love to see Max Verstappen in the Aston Martin if they have a great 2026 car and engine. Like, that would be really fun to watch. Mercedes, I don't know how I would feel, but the whole George of it all, it concerns me, because George, I don't know where else George would go. And he has done everything that he possibly can this season to argue for that seat. And someone might ask, well, what about Kimi? I don't see Mercedes choosing George over Kimi. I think the way Mercedes views it is Kimi could be the next Lewis Hamilton, the next Max Verstappen. His ceiling and his potential is much higher potentially than George's is, which probably is true. I mean, obviously he's very young in the sport, and who knows how that will develop. But while George has been doing everything he can, I think, to argue for his seat, is he the Max Verstappen caliber driver? Does he have that je ne sais quoi to sort of do insane things no matter what car he's in? Like, I don't know. And I think Mercedes probably views Kimi as someone who's more likely to have that potential than George. And so they've invested in this junior driver. He's definitely performed the best out of the rookies so far, although he did have a better start to the season than the past several races. But yeah, I don't see Mercedes choosing George over Kimi in that sense. And also, we know the George-Max relationship and how rocky that is. So I think that's another important factor. I think another big question is, like, what happens to the junior Red Bull drivers? I mean, clearly the driver development program hasn't really been working in the way that it should be. Do they just sort of start fresh, clean slate in terms of maybe trying to bring in more veteran drivers that could help rebuild the team and the car into something that more drivers can have, and then start to bring junior drivers up through the pipeline in a car that's much more friendly to those types of newer drivers? Or do they just try to change the car and cycle through junior drivers until something works out? One thing I am pretty sad about is I do think Yuki is probably done at the end of this year, regardless of the Max Verstappen move or not. I just don't think that Yuki has done enough so far. We'll see what happens in the rest of the season, but he's not done enough so far to justify being in that seat, but we'll see. As with a lot of things in Formula One, you sort of just have to wait until reputable sources report on things. There have been some pictures of Max and Toto in Sardinia that I think have been confirmed to be fake. They have said that both of their jets are in Sardinia. Who knows if they're meeting or talking? They may be. Also, F1 drivers love Sardinia in terms of a vacation spot, so it could honestly be a coincidence, although I know in Formula One, coincidences are hard to come by. So who knows? But George did seem pretty happy this weekend at Wimbledon, wasn't showing any signs of being stressed about his contract, at least on social media. But it is sort of questionable that contract with George has not been signed. And maybe that was Toto just waiting to see what would happen with Max Verstappen. And the first shoe in Christian Horner has dropped, and he's probably waiting for the second, which maybe Max Verstappen. I do think Mercedes is a very compelling team for Max Verstappen to join in terms of like who will have the fastest car in 2026. The last thing I'll leave you with is a pipe dream, but I would love for Sebastian Vettel to come back to Red Bull and potentially take over that advisory role from Helmut Marko, who, if Max Verstappen leaves, then there's no real role for Helmut Marko there, I don't think, because the Verstappens have definitely been the closest to him and seen the value in him, and what Max says typically goes, it seems, at that team. But I kind of see this as a potential opportunity for Red Bull to just clean house, bring in better people, focus on driver development, build a car that's not just around one person. And yeah, maybe take a few years to figure out the new regulations, and you might have some down years. They might become more of a midfield team, but use it as an opportunity to build back up and in a way that's more sustainable than just kind of being on this high of having Max Verstappen, who is sort of a once in a generation talent. I really do hope that for them. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening, and I'm sure there will be more news that's coming out on this topic, and I'll be keeping you all posted on social media and of course the podcast. But those are my thoughts sort of around the situation. Of course, we don't have perfect information, but I know we will find out more, and the next announcement I'm waiting for is Max Verstappen. So we'll see what happens.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.